akụkọ maka ahụhụ na ọnwụ dịnwe n'anyị Jesu Kristi. Anyị nụrụ kịta n'emume tata bụ ụka igu Palm Sunday. Anyị ji ebido izu ụka kachasị nsọ n'ahwa nke ụka. First of all, we thank God for the possibility of this celebration, because not everybody can today in every part of the world. Some parts of the world are still unable to celebrate Holy Week properly, just as we too were unable last year. Anyị wee na-ekele Chukwu na anyị na-eme emume izu ụka dị asọ n'ụzọ kwesịrị n'ahwa ha. Mana ebe ya bụ izu ụka dị asọ, anyị na onwe anyị ga agba mbọ hụ na anyị dị asọ. The best way to celebrate Holy Week is to be holy, or at least to make honest effort, sincere effort to be holy. I thank my brother and friend, Bishop Matthew Hassan Kuka, for sharing with me this morning a reflection on the social media. That reflection was by one Father Uchendo on Holy Week. Father Uchendo reminds us of a story in Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart, where Okonkwo, the quick-tempered man, violated the sacredness of the peace, of the week of peace before the planting season, by beating his wife Ojugo, because she went to plait her hair and did not come back in time to cook the afternoon meal, abandoning her children. And Okonkwo, in anger, beat up Ojugo. And they said he was provoked to justifiable anger. But everybody was shocked that Okonkwo desecrated the sacred week for any reason. In the evening of that day, the priest of the goddess Anne, the goddess of peace, came to Okonkwo's house. And Okonkwo presented kola nut to him as is usual. And the man said, "Take away your kola nut. I can't eat anything, not even kola nut, in the house of a man who has no respect for our religion." Okonkwo said, "But the woman annoyed me." I said, "Yes, no matter what she did, even if she offended you by your finding another man on top of her inside your OB, that is no excuse for you to offend God." Otito dịrị Jesu. Okonkwo ji iwe ruma nsọ ala. Atamama bịa, o weta ọjị ma a sị ala, "Tego, tọjị go, out, forever. Ị na-evute m ọjị." meg enweghị nsọpụrụ mgbe nna nna anyị ha nọ, mgbe ndị mma n'uche nke na-eche anyị nọ. Ọ sị na ihe nwaanyị a mere bụ arụ, meg ewere arụ ka arụ. Bụ okwu mụgwa ihe nwaanyị mere. Well, of course, anyị ama na adarị aha ihe o wute n'ala otito dịrị Jesu. Ndị ụka anyị enwee mego nsọ. Our Christians have lost the sense of the sacred. This is Holy Week. This is the Holy of Holies, the temple of God. Your family is holy. Your marriage is holy. The Bible, the Word of God is holy. Do you respect any of them? The Eucharist is the holiest of the holies. Do we have any respect? Even now, some people have their cells on. If their telephone rings, they will go out to answer. Even today, this Holy Week, some people will commit sin by not attending in any way, whether physically or virtually, by television or telephone or computer, any of the sacred functions of today, desecrating the day of the Lord. Even today, Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, some Christians will be in the market. Azashwa, anyị enwee mego nsọ. Christians, Catholics, in public elected offices, before they start their office, the beginning of their office, they swear an oath of office. On what do they swear? Holding the Word of God, the Bible. And they desecrate the Word of God because they do the exact opposite of what they swore. Ndị ụka anyị enwee mego nsọ. Our Christians have lost the sense of the sacred. Some so-called ministers of our religion, Christianity, men and women of God, desecrate the sacredness of their ministry by using it only to their own advantage, telling lies, exploiting people, making themselves rich and living in luxury, and the people they are ministering to are living in poverty, and they call it God's anointing. Ndị ụka anyị enwee mego nsọ. We have lost the sense of the sacred. How many married men? How many married men? How many consecrated and ordained persons still regard their marriages and their consecrated life as sacred without desecrating them? We have lost the sense of the sacred. The best way to celebrate Holy Week is to renew in us a sense of the sacred. Ka anyị mara na ihe dị nsọ dị nsọ. I know the honest terror, fear some of us had when we were talking about receiving Holy Communion in the hand. Because some thought it would desecrate the sacred species if everybody can touch it. But the bishops told you, don't be afraid. That is the mind of the church, because at some time in the history of the church, everybody touched it. Don't worry. What we need is a pure heart to receive the Lord. Mbana akwado inata oriri di aso n'eka maka Ebola na maka COVID. No nwere ndo otuke egwu tenta ina anu oriri n'eka na eshi he na eteriri, and they are right. Achoba na imbo mado nkete etoshigi meta ahu na obara Jesu Kristi eka. Dinwenum etosrom ki bata n'ime obi m ma kwuo okwu na mkpuru obi m ga-adịrị. But that is not the main problem. The main problem is that while we are respecting externally Jesus by not wanting to touch him, some of us have no fears in not obeying the commandments and yet receiving the Eucharist unworthily. And we have lost the sense of the sacred. How many baptized, confirmed young men among us and women are members of occultic societies? And how many of them still enter akatakpa, ogede, odo, or maben oriokpa? And we have one priest who told me that his uncle refused to become a Christian. Why? Before, there was one sister he had who was not a Christian. And the man was always saying, I can't leave my sister alone. Aya kogumunwane mchiwane. Mesoso ya gogdemma nemna ya gana goma kobrai emene hesigno bo menala. But eventually the sister followed her children and became a Christian. One in one you will see umu ya jegduka behebia kuteri their uncle again. Uncle, one egomi neche jegduka. Your sister has become a Christian. Now you have to become a Christian yourself. The man kukulio me kudete. So, mama, jigrin. Naye jikug. Asi ole gabi wegun wakra. Osa, kowe ekreto nye ne na akhor ne banyi ne kwe zoku. Makana obo nye jigro ka ne zoku ala. I will not become a Christian, so that there will be at least one person in our family who still tells the truth. Because for him, once a person becomes a Christian, he or she no longer tells the truth. And that is why when we want to swear, the one that will be binding, we go to idols. No kind choice band mobbing ye, and can have feel no ja walk, a jigden on no ma. Unkanaka to Kuriegu. We have lost the sense of the sacred. Now we are at the beginning of the Holy of Holies among the years, within the year. We are at the beginning of the Holy Week. Let every Christian everywhere in the world show we are in Holy Week by being holy, by living a holy life, because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit and you yourself is a dwelling place of the Spirit. Keep yourself holy in this Holy Week. Baranjoso, Baniwoso, Banasrenkoto, Oso, Bano Mumobuna Rurini, Oso, Bane Pege, Pereg, Oso, Peshide, Perike, Rogodore, Bere, Rogodore, Funanya, Yedenandika, Nayo, Aiko, Yeka. That is Holy Week. And then, all your prayers, and Fonsuka Dinari, your Cathedraticum. And then, during the Triduum, all our devotions will become acceptable to the Lord. Second point. Jesus entered Jerusalem with joy and in a spirit strange to him, triumphal as a king. The Maranatha, Hosanna, Nwanke David, the king. John chapter 6 tells us that after the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves, and the people wanted to make him a king, he moved away secretly and sent the disciples away. He did not want it. Why did he accept it this time? Kedu nke bụ na Jesu kwetezere n'abanye Jerusalem dịka onye eze? Ọ bụ na ọ maghị ihe cherie n'ihu? He knew. Now is the Son of Man going to Jerusalem. There he will be persecuted, handed over, and he will be killed. But on the third day he will rise again. He knew. Oh, mawo iho jekuku. And yet he entered with his head high. You, Christian, child of God, hold your head high. Walishigele, in the midst of persecution, in the midst of misunderstanding, in the midst of suffering, hold your head high, because your master confronted his own suffering, persecution, misunderstanding, and death as a victor, as a conqueror, as a king. You don't need to be ashamed of your suffering. You don't need to be ashamed of your pain. You don't need to be ashamed of misunderstanding, provided you are together with him. He has been there before you. Every one of us has his own Jerusalem. Enter your Jerusalem with your head high. He has been there before you, and he will not abandon you. But if you are entering Jerusalem like Peter, to deny him, if you are entering Jerusalem like Judas, to betray him, if you are entering Jerusalem like the chief priests, to hand over the person whom the scriptures have revealed as the Son of God, as the Messiah, to hand him over to a pagan to kill, you should be ashamed of yourself and bow your head in shame and ask for pardon. Ndị otu Kristi, egwu na-atụ m. I am afraid of myself and my position as a bishop and a spiritual leader, religious leader in Nigeria and in the world today. After listening to the gospel today, think of the role that the religious leaders played in all this drama. People who should know the truth. Who arrested Jesus? In the neighborhood watch. Local vigilante sent by the chief priests, not Roman soldiers. Those who saw him teach in the temple, those who saw him teach in the synagogue, those who watched him watch miracles, Jews, descendants of the same Abraham, members of the same inheritance. Can we imagine Igwe na Nsukka in the neighborhood ward Chijideri Kemegbo Dujenie and the Fulani Kehemayikpe? That is how it was. And if you read the history of the church, the greatest betrayers of Jesus Christ and his church come from religious leaders. Even today, the most recent event in the world in the teaching of the church is that the Holy Father, Pope Francis, has said through the office of the Congregation for Doctrine that same-sex unions, a man living with a fellow man, a woman living with a fellow woman, cannot be blessed by the church as marriage. Because God blesses every child of his, but God does not bless the sins of his children. The church blesses every child of God, but the church will not bless the sins of God's children. Hey! Some bishops in the Pope, bishops and cardinals, pray for us. Pray for your bishops and your cardinals. The first divisions in the church, schisms, were caused by bishops and monks, religious leaders. Now, the people of God don't understand much. They follow the indication of their leaders. The people of God, we are shouting, Hosanna, here is our Messiah. In one of the Gospels, religious leaders, these bishops and priests and men of God, told Jesus to tell these people to shut up. Of course, Jesus did not do it. And Okwema na sign up on that tiri, Hosanna, Hosanna, Bunduneti, Pogboya, Pogboya. Not necessarily. How many of the poor people followed Jesus to Pilate's house? How many of the poor people went into the house of the chief priest, Caiaphas? Those who were there were powerful religious leaders. Like those who today ride and drive expensive cars and fly private jets, while their people are living in poverty, and they call it anointing. They are the people who always will make these decisions. And when they themselves say, crucify him, crucify him, the people are confused. Pilate, in John's gospel, will tell them, will I crucify your king? No, 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 no. We have no other king but Caesar. You, religious leader, saying it. Now, if you are a religious leader living in affluence and comfort, when the people you are manipulating and exploiting are living in poverty and ignorance, you should bow your head in shame. You can't enter Jerusalem triumphantly. Like Peter, you should weep for your sins, and there may still be redemption for you. This is Holy Week. If you are a Christian in public office, sent there by Jesus Christ to show the light to the people by governing with rectitude and justice and transparency, and you are there amassing wealth for yourselves, building mansions and living beyond your salary from stolen money and bringing part of the money to the church to bribe God, you should bow your head in shame. This is Holy Week. let us for once make an honest effort to be holy. If you are being persecuted, if you are suffering, if you are misunderstood, if you are calumniated because you are standing with Christ, enter your Jerusalem with pride and with your head high. But if you are denying Jesus, if you are desecrating your life as a Christian and abandoning your mission as a religious leader, you should bow your head in shame this Holy Week and ask God for pardon.